Here's Nancy Lee DeMoss with some countercultural beauty tips.
A woman's greatest loveliness comes through a modest heart, and a modest heart that expresses itself in modest behavior, modest dress, modest reactions, modest attitudes.
Welcome to Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss. It's Thursday, June 8th. What comes to mind when you hear the word modesty? Nancy's going to help us get rid of old misconceptions and paint a fresh picture of this ancient concept. Here she is, continuing in a series called The Attractive Christian Woman.
Are you a modest woman? And what do we mean by that? What does it mean to be a modest woman? We've been studying together 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, and talking about the appearance, the attitudes, and the actions that God wants us to have as Christian women. And let me say, by the way, what I'm saying for women applies equally to young women, to girls. We have some high school girls here today, and I'm so thankful that you are, and how I wish that I had learned some of these things better when I was your age. I wouldn't, and I see some heads nodding, I wouldn't be struggling to the degree I am probably in some of these issues if I had had more understanding as a teenage young woman of what it meant to have a modest heart. And we've seen that the Apostle Paul says that if we are women who profess to know Christ, we profess to be godly, we make a profession of faith, that we're to demonstrate that, and we will demonstrate that in our outward appearance, the way that we dress. And we talked in the last session about women adorning themselves in respectable apparel. That means orderly and decent and well-arranged and appropriate. That has to do with the way that we dress, which hopefully is a reflection of a well-ordered heart. Now he's going to go on and talk in verse 9 about not just our apparel, our appearance, but also our attitudes. And he says, I want women to be adorned with modesty and self-control. With modesty and self-control. If you have the NAS Bible, it says modestly and discreetly. Or in the NIV, it says with decency and propriety. And then I kind of like the King James Version here because it's intriguing, the one of the words it uses. It says that women should be adorned with shamefacedness and sobriety. Now, the English Standard Version that I'm using says with modesty and self-control. So let's start there. What do these words mean? These are two heart attitudes that are to characterize a woman's approach to her appearance and a woman's attitudes when she comes to worship. Today we'll look at the word modesty, and in the next session we'll look at the word self-control. Now the word modesty, first of all, it's a word you don't hear a lot of today. And it's a word that probably conjures up some negative images in the minds of a lot of people today. Let me just say, we need to get rid of all those images, because those are misconceptions of a word that is a beautiful word. A woman's greatest loveliness comes through a modest heart, and a modest heart that expresses itself in modest behavior, modest dress, modest reactions, modest attitudes. Let me just share with you some insights about what it means to be modest. It comes from a Greek word, and we've been having a little Greek lesson this week, aidos, ahidos. A-I-D-O-S. And that's a word that means propriety, decency. It's a word that has some element of bashfulness. Bashfulness toward men, or modesty in our approach toward God, in the sense of awe and reverence. It's a woman who doesn't just throw herself into the situation. She doesn't just disrespectfully come into the presence of God. She's modest in her approach to God and to others. The word has to do with modesty mixed with humility. There's a humble attitude seen here. And at the core of this word, ahidos, is an idea of shame. Now, not in a negative sense, but in a positive sense. It's talking about a woman who's a godly woman who would be ashamed if anything about her attitudes or her dress were ever to cause dishonor to Christ, or were ever to cause a distraction to other believers, or worse yet, were ever to cause men to sin in their thought life or in their morals. That's the concept of shamefacedness. She knows how to blush. She knows how to be appropriately embarrassed. A woman who's modest is not comfortable when people are talking indiscreetly, when they're talking about private sexual matters in public. A modest woman isn't comfortable with that, and certainly she doesn't talk that way herself. She's discreet. She's reserved. In fact, listen to some of these dictionary definitions of the word modest or modesty. It means having a moderate estimation of one's talents, abilities, and value. You see humility there? Seeing yourself as you really are. It means a disinclination to call attention to oneself. To be modest, according to the dictionary, means to show reserve or propriety in speech, in dress, and in behavior. It's to be free from showiness or ostentation. That's where you have to get before the Lord and say, is my clothing, my jewelry, my demeanor, my manner, my speech, is it modest? Does it show proper reserve? Is it free from showiness or ostentation? When I think of this dictionary definition, I think of the opposite of it. In the Proverbs 7 woman, it says she's loud and boisterous. She's not a modest woman. In fact, the opposite of modesty in a way is vanity. A woman who's proud, a woman who's showing off her wares, her treasures, her clothing, her wealth, her affluence. She's flaunting her affluence. She's not modest. This word has the concept of rejecting anything that would be displeasing to the Lord or that could cause someone else to sin. A person who's modest believes what Jesus said when he said it's better to be dead than to cause another believer to sin. And so as I get dressed in the morning and as I prepare my heart in the morning, I want to ask, am I being clothed with modesty? And does my outward appearance demonstrate modesty? Let me ask you some questions that I was just thinking about that maybe help us apply this matter and ask, am I a modest woman? Do I wear respectable clothing? Clothing that's orderly, decent, that doesn't cause distraction or temptation to others? Do I have a humble view of myself? Do I have a high view of God? Am I guilty of advertising or promoting myself? If I am guilty of advertising or promoting myself, then I'm not a modest woman. I don't have a modest heart. Am I appropriately reserved in the way I talk, in my speech? Or do I talk too much? And you know what? Most of us as women have to wrestle with that one. The answer for most of us is yes, we do talk too much. I was with two women for dinner the other night who were colleagues in Revive Our Hearts, and I hadn't been with them for a long time, and we had a lovely dinner together, but I said to someone afterwards, I said, I talk too much. I was babbling. I'd been in my study for, I don't mean to make excuses, but I guess I am. I'd been in my study for hours and days, and I kind of came out just talking a mile a minute and talking a lot about myself and my work and what's happening here at Revive Our Hearts. And after that dinner, I just felt a little, we had a great time, but there was a check in my heart that I just said too much. And the person I said it to said, did you sin? I said, you know, I probably did. I don't know if those women thought I did. But the scripture says, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. To talk too much is not modest. It's not moderate. It's not temperate. Or to have to be the life of the party or the center of attention, to be boisterous, that's not moderate or modest. Are you appropriately reserved in your dress, in your behavior? Are you free from showiness, from ostentation? Are you unobtrusive? Or are you the opposite? Here are some of the opposite words. Too forward, arrogant, aggressive, controlling, domineering. You know, you don't have to have loud volume to be all those things. And let me ask you, as moms in your homes, teenage girls in your homes, do you come across as controlling, as bossy, as domineering? That's not modest. Are you disinclined to call attention to yourself? The Lord's been really speaking to me about this recently. I'm so blessed to have prayer partners and friends who love me and who pray for me. And people are always asking me, how are you doing? How's it going? How can I pray for you? How is Revive Our Hearts doing? And I'm so thrilled for their interest. But you know what I found is, as a result, so much of my conversation is about me and what I'm interested in and what's happening in my life. And the Lord's been challenging me about this, that if I have a modest heart, when I go into a conversation, I'm going to think, how can I be a blessing to that person? How can I ask them questions about their interests, about what's going on in their life? And I'm starting more to evaluate conversations in this way. Did we talk about me in this whole conversation? Or did we talk about what's of interest to that other person? That's modest. Shamefacedness. Are you grieved at the thought of offending God or causing someone else to sin? That's the result of a modest heart. Do you have a hatred for sin? And are you intentional about doing everything you can to avoid causing another person to sin? In your dress, in your speech, in your demeanor? That's what flows out of a modest heart.
Did you ever realize all that goes into modesty? Nancy Lee DeMoss has been helping us recognize a truly modest heart. She'll be right back to pray. It's easy to hear good information on a radio program, only to click it off and never think about it again. So we hope you'll dig deeper on today's topic. To help you do that, we've put together the Attractive Christian Woman Package. It includes two of Nancy's booklets. One is called The Look, and the other is Becoming a Woman of Discretion. These will help you apply biblical ideas of modesty to your own closet. When you order the Attractive Christian Woman Package, you'll also get a copy of Nancy's current series on CD. You can order for a suggested donation of $25 or more by visiting reviveourhearts.com. As this series unfolds, you might discover a whole new appreciation for modesty. We would love for you to tell us about it. Just visit reviveourhearts.com and click on Contact Us. Nancy says that purity and self-control walk hand in hand. She'll tell you what that means on tomorrow's broadcast. Now she's back to pray.
Oh Lord, I don't know that I could say that I'm really a modest woman. As I've done this study, you've shown me areas where I'm really not modest. And I confess that to you, Lord. And I just say, I want to be a woman with a modest heart, a woman who is temperate, a woman who is moderate in my speech, in my dress, in my behavior, and all of that flowing out of a heart that is modest towards you. Lord, help us to adorn ourselves as Christian women with a spirit of modesty, that beautiful spirit that is of such great price to you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.